Good morning to all. I would like to begin the broadcast with the words of Jesus. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Matthew 7:21-27. Now consider this. The wind doesn't blow all the time. It doesn't rain all the time. And it doesn't flood all the time. However, there may be periods when this would seem to be true, but there are occasions when the winds do blow severely. There are times when it rains in abundance and the floods do come. Therefore, houses should be built to withstand the elements of destruction. For years, certain sections of the city of Guthrie do not flood, but this is no assurance that it will not flood. This was proven to be true in May 1980. Those living in the lowlands went about their affairs as if it would never flood again. But the rains came, and soon the sirens were warning those in the lowlands to flee, get out to the higher grounds. And the flood did come. It wasn't really one of those bad ones, but just a reminder to those living in the valley that it was not safe. One enterprising businessman had just recently installed the nice washing machines in the laundry, which were taken out to avoid being ruined by the water. In less than 24 hours, the water had gone down, and they were to be put back in all over again. Camp meeting was dismissed in the chapel for a couple of services. Fortunately, the water did not get into the building, but it was a reminder that it was subject to flooding. We may not be able to tell when the storms will come next. Sometimes folks are not ready and have to be taken out in boats. Once I saw a rescue made with pulley and tackle. How embarrassing it must have been to ride the pulley up the rope and have their feet dragging in the water. Where are you going to stop? Where are you going to stop, brother? And where will you register last? When the brakes are down and the lights are out and life's last milestone is passed, will your name be written in letters of gold with those who in white robes stand, or will it appear in the list of those who have built their house on the sand? Where are you going to stop, brother? And what is the goal you seek? Do you find yourself nearer the pearly gates at the close of each day and week? Are you traveling daily the King's highway? Do you quench your thirst at the fount of the Savior's love that was open for all long ago on Calvary's Mount? Where are you going to stop, brother? Are you certain your ticket is right? Be sure it is marked to the city of gold where cometh no death nor no night. Does each sun at its setting find you farther along in the straight and narrow way? Are you nearer the holy city each night by the journey of one more day? Where are you going to stop, brother? 'Tis a question of moment to all. To what port are you steering, and where will you be when the shades of life's evening fall? Oh, where are you going to stop, my brother? Pause a moment before it's too late and see if your passport will carry you through where loved ones your coming await. Now, let us go back and look again at the words of Jesus. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. Matthew 7:25. I say, in this spiritual battle, one should prepare for the worst. You will indeed be tested. Trials will come. There is no way we can escape them all. Sometimes folks are rescued in boats. Other times the houses float away down the river. I knew of one case where a man and his companion spent the night on the roof of their home with the chickens. Don't you know they were glad the foundation didn't give way and the house was not washed down the river? The next afternoon, when the water allowed them to come down, they knew they had gone through the flood. The security of a stable experience in the Lord rests in doing His will. The willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land. Never stop digging until you have reached a solid rock. There is a safe place to build. I visited a home in the hilly section of Arkansas where the man had literally dug in on the side of the hill. Concrete with reinforcing steel was poured, and then the entire house covered with dirt. The front was enclosed with glass and rock. The owner was not afraid of wind and carried no insurance, for neither was he afraid of fire. Concrete and steel do not burn very readily. True wisdom consists in getting the building of our salvation completed. To this end, we must build on the rock, Christ Jesus, and make the building firm by keeping close to the teaching of the gospel and having our lives conform to its word and spirit. And when we lean on nothing but the grace of God, we then build upon a solid rock. But notice, the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew. It is reported that in Judea and in all countries in the neighborhood of the tropics, the rain sometimes falls in great torrents, producing rivers which sweep away the soil from the rocky hills. And houses, which are built of brick only dried in the sun, of which these are whole villages in the east, literally melt away before those rains and the land floods occasioned by them. We might liken these things to three general kinds of trials to which the saints are exposed. First, those of temporal afflictions coming in the course of divine providence. These may be likened to the torrents of rain. Secondly, those which come from the evil passions of men and may be likened to the swift currents and torrents of the rivers. Thirdly, there are those which come from Satan and his angels, and which, like tempestuous whirlwinds, threaten to carry everything before them. He alone, whose soul is built on the rock of ages, stands all these shocks, and not only stands in, but profits by them. On the other hand, there are those who build on the sand. He who hears and knows God's will, but does not obey it, neither looks to God to conform his soul and life to it, and notwithstanding is hoping to enter into the kingdom of heaven, is like the fool who built his house on the sand. When the rain, the rivers, and the winds come, this building must fall, and his soul be crushed in the regions of the lost. Talking about Christ, his righteousness, merits, and atonement, while the person is not conformed to his word and spirit, is no other than solemn self-deception. Let it be observed that it is not the man who hears or believes these sayings of Christ whose building shall stand when the earth and its works are burned up, but the man who does them. The Lord is so faithful to warn us of impending danger. I'm reminded of the sign I saw in the windshield of the motorhome: beware of dog. To beware means to take heed and be careful. To the Israelites, God gave this specific warning: behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. Exodus 23:20-21. Along with the warning, he also gives the promise, "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Then, when God was reminding his people of all the good things which he was going to give them, he also offered this caution: "Then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him." These verses are found in the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy. Then this solemn warning from Deuteronomy chapter 8: "For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day." So I would say the secret of being victorious is in doing the will of God. Our Father, bless the message to the good of every listener. Comfort those who are cast down and heal the sick. And may we all obey 1 Chronicles 22:16. "Arise therefore and be doing, and the Lord be with thee." In Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we've been an inspiration to you, we'd be happy to hear from you. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.